As we mentioned, officials say the deaths of two postal workers in Washington, D.C. were likely caused by anthrax infection. Two workers from the same mail center are sick. About 2,000 other workers at the facility were being tested today. Officials are scrambling to explain how workers were exposed even after the potential threat became known. NPR's Brian Nader has more.
The chilling announcement came early this afternoon as hundreds of postal workers filed into a Washington healthcare center for precautionary testing. Officials announced that two postal employees had died, one at a Washington hospital, the other in Maryland. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge.
We are still undergoing final tests to determine absolutely if these two deaths were related to anthrax exposure. Their cause of death to date is unclear, but I'll tell you what is very clear. It is very clear that their symptoms are suspicious and their deaths are likely due to anthrax.
Both men worked at the Brentwood Mail Handling Center. Officials say two other men are being treated for inhalation anthrax, and health officials are monitoring the conditions of nine others who may have the disease. D.C. Health Director Ivan Walks said all 2,000 Brentwood employees, as well as workers at an air mail handling facility at Baltimore-Washington International Airport, undergo testing for anthrax exposure.
We are at this time recommending prophylactic treatment for people who worked in the employee work area of the Brentwood facility and the air mail facility that is near BWI.
The Brentwood Mail Handling Center is located not far from Capitol Hill. Mail going to Congress is routed through the center, and it's likely that the letter opened in Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office last week containing anthrax spores went through the facility. Investigators still don't know whether the Daschle letter contaminated the postal employees or whether other mail was involved, but there does seem to be a trail of anthrax spores leading from Brentwood to a facility on Capitol Hill where incoming deliveries are received and spores have been found to Daschle's office. Postal officials are defending their handling of the case. 3 days passed between the opening of the Daschle letter and the inspection of the Brentwood facility. Officials told employees at first they didn't need testing and even held a news conference at the site to announce a $1 million reward for information on anthrax hoaxes. Dr. Mitch Cohen of the Centers for Disease Control said health officials were taken by surprise.
You know, as was pointed out, there's risk in prophylaxis when it's not necessary. One of our basic goals is to identify who's at risk. Previous investigations in Florida and New York did not identify that the postal workers were at risk. So this was, again, evolving. And so now they're clearly, you know, identified as having, you know, the component of risk.
Homeland Security Director Ridge said Washington residents can feel confident their mail is safe and secure. Ridge said he had briefed President Bush on the Washington anthrax cases and quoted the president's response.
We are waging this war. It's one war, but there are two fronts. There's a battlefield outside this country, and there's a war and a battlefield inside this country.
Meanwhile, lawmakers return to the Capitol tomorrow. The Senate will reconvene in the morning. The House will open its session in the evening. Staff for both chambers will be temporarily relocated off the Hill as the congressional office buildings remain closed. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.